And I will say, I'm going to start my story by saying that Stephanie was a great communicator while she was on the cruise. She was so good. She bought the Wi-Fi package. She tried to send a bunch of shit I couldn't download.
I sent Lauren a message from the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
And I went missing for like 5 days.
This bitch, she's Mickey Mouse one time and she's like, Stephanie who? Stephanie who? I'm in the middle of the Atlantic. I'm like, I hope everyone's doing okay.
Welcome to another episode of Stay Rooted with your hosts, Stephanie and Lauren. Pull up a chair because you're attending the virtual mom support group.
Light your sage because we are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you.
So the day Stephanie got home was my seven-year-old.
It was my seven-year-old's
birthday. So I started the day by taking care of her chickens.
As any birthday girl would want.
Yeah, and Lennon was like, I don't know if I want to go and do that. But then she did. We got breakfast. We made a whole thing of it. And then we came home, and she also made the decision that we were both home for her birthday. It was the start of our vacation as a group, and she was like, I'm still going to go to zoo camp.
I love that.
So we loved it. At first, we were like, wow, what a slap in the face.
Yeah, but then
how nice is that? Like, that's what we wanted. We wanted her to form connections and, like, this meaningful activity for her that she'll remember and like think of fondly, and like she wants to go on her birthday. So she wore a birthday shirt and she was like, I want to go for a half day because I want to get lunch.
Fair.
So we were like, so we drop her off at zoo camp and we go home and we're like, we're going to tell her about Disney because
she didn't know.
I mean, I don't think the Rudys knew. I tell the Rudys we were going to Disney?
You may have hinted, but I don't think you outright said where you were going.
I'm a weird Disney lady, I think, Rudys. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not out in a sexy cave. I'm like, I'm getting into Magic Kingdom 30 minutes early.
She's in the queue.
And I truly believe that it does something for my ADHD brain that, like, it's app-driven.
Yes.
And it's like you're completing quests.
It's heavily app driven.
It's Zelda for
like
adults.
If you don't have a phone, I don't think you can go to Disney anymore.
And honestly, all the people around you complaining, they don't have a phone.
They don't have a phone.
You're like, get the fucking app. But anyway, I was like, you know what? I really made this decision because we wanted to go somewhere. We wanted to do like a 5-day jaunt somewhere, and we wanted it to be for our children. And since we got back from Disney last year, my seven-year-old has only spoke of wishes of going to Disney. And I don't know if you've looked up any, like, vacation within the States, within the United States, but they're all fucking expensive.
Every single one.
And most of them are not very
kid-driven. Looking at you, Great Wolf Lodge, because...
Looking directly at you, you dirty wolf.
You have no right, like...
A grand for two nights?
You are within the state lines, and we can't get to you without spending two mortgage payments on it? Like,
what are you, the Wolf of Wall Street?
Like, literally. Like,
a grand for two nights in that filthy, filthy pool.
I'm just going to say, everybody points the fingers at Mickey. It shouldn't be at him.
Honestly.
At least he gives a full experience.
I was going to say, you go to Mickey, you will not see a floating Band-Aid.
You wouldn't.
He would never allow a Band-Aid to float.
He would kill somebody before he let a Band-Aid float in his pool.
The wolf's like, just swim around it. We'll put a cone up.
Literally.
So I was like, you know what? For the experience and the cost, we're going to fucking Disney.
We're going to Disney.
So my husband came home to that choice like in January. And I was like, we're going to Disney in a few months, whatever. So we were like, we're going to tell her on her birthday. So we did it in a really cute way. We put like a new Buzz and Woody because they don't have like the real Buzz and Woody that your children have. That Lennon so eloquently points out, they had a little plastic Woody, and they didn't have the true
ragdoll
Woody that Nora has.
So
we got that, and we put it in suitcases because we wanted to be adults and update our suitcases.
Did you do it?
We did it.
How did you feel?
So We did it the Jeff Bezos way, but if you've been to any airport recently, so is everybody else in middle class America.
Indistinguishable.
We all have Jeff Bezos luggage.
That's
but
the thing.
I got rose gold. So, and that sounds obnoxious. It's not, though. It's just like a brown color that nobody else wanted, and it was $30 cheaper.
Ooh.
So guess what? I know when my bags are coming
around.
Good
for you. I know where mine are because they're trashy and don't match each other.
Honestly, when a bag rolls, you know when people are pushing their bags upright? I can be one of those people now.
See, some
my
of
my hand-me-downs
can,
could never.
Like, so that's the thing with ours is, like, we've updated a couple and then some are hand-me-downs. And, like, on a cruise, we had a lot of things because it's not somewhere where you can just prime something, you know? So, like, we had a lot of bags and, like, half of them could do the swivel drag and half couldn't. So, like, your arm is trying to figure out what to do and it's this whole thing. Like,
oh, absolutely.
My luggage is trash.
So, we had already talked to Lennon that we were updating our luggage. So Kenny brought her home from, and that's the fun thing about surprises is that like Alaska like bummed her head the day before. Like just she nosedived off the couch right in front of me because I guess she thought the floor would absorb her different that time.
And maybe it would.
And just forehead to floor. And like I had to do neuro checks for the next 48 hours. So I'm home with Alaska and
Clearing her for travel.
Yeah, and Kenny goes to pick her up, and they come home, and he's like, oh, there's a box on the steps. Like, he played silly, and he's like, oh, it must be the luggage. So she opens the luggage. She's like, oh, it's really pretty. And he's like, yeah, it's a bag within a bag within a bag. So, like, we got to open them, whatever. So she opened it, and it was Buzz and Woody. And we had printed out a little note that said that we were going back to Disney. And she started crying, Steph. She was crying. And it was just so sweet. And she was like, I can't believe we're going back. And then she was like, when are we going? And then my favorite quote from when she found out, and she said it to you. She said it to everyone. She's like,
she was fixated on this.
Well, I don't have a week.
I don't have a week to process this. I have 2 days.
She kept saying, I have two days, not a week.
She was reminding herself because Lauren was having this thing in her head because when we went to Disney last, we surprised our kids the day of. Like,
and
we're leaving now.
That is the dream. Like, I am
but you
feeding
know your
my
kid.
Inner child, and I'm like, well, how cool would it be to just, like, wake her up at 3 a.m.
yes.
and be like, we're going to
and
Disney.
And you landed on a 2-day buffer. You said she needs 2 days to buffer, and she goes, it's not a week.
It's not a week. I haven't known for a week.
She's pacing back and forth. I can't wait to go to Disney. Not in a week, 2 days.
But it was so good because we spent the next day just like packing the things that she wanted to pack. Because one thing about us millennials is that we don't pack 3 weeks ahead.
We don't know how to pack. We don't know how to pack. We've figured this out.
Nobody taught us.
But the thing is, my mom packs, like, I guarantee her bags were like sitting propped up in her bedroom like the week
but
before.
Do you think that's why we don't know how to pack?
Because they were always packed for us.
Yeah. And
probably.
Propped up a week ahead.
Probably. Or
and
maybe
all you
it's
picked
the
was
ADHD.
Like,
I don't know.
All you picked was your 5 underwear because you were like, don't touch my underwear, Mom.
I thought I was like tricking myself. I was like, what if I just leave a suitcase open on the floor and if I think about something I need, I'll just throw it in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I use the like.
Tricking myself into
I use
it.
The like, it's a surprise. I can't. But like, yeah. I have like. I literally
not
have,
to you, Lauren.
I literally have 2 floors of
you
space.
You know about it. A basement, a walk-up attic. She's like, I simply cannot. There's absolutely no way I can prepare for this. Sorry. Cannot be done.
Where will I hide this?
There's that nowhere. I live in a box.
So that was what I was going with. So we spent the day before just like packing. We got to see you guys briefly on Lennon's birthday, which was awesome.
It was really nice.
I was also happy that like because Lennon's birthday happens during vacation, she never gets to share her birthday really with her friends.
Yes.
And like her birthday never really is made a deal of like in a out
I can
of
get
our
that
house.
From a Lukey standpoint, which I didn't even mention. Lukey turned 5 on the boat.
Lukey turned 5 on the boat.
5.
Freaking 5.
And that was a whole thing that I was also crying about. So that's 3 tallies on the board. My big boy is 5. 5.
I know. And they, yeah, they are those school vacation babies. Yes. That, like, they wear the crown, like, yeah, a week too early.
Lukey came
and, like,
home. He went to school Monday.
With, like,
and
I eight think other
only
kids.
Monday, because then he was sick per vacation protocol. But he came home Monday with the cute little crown.
Yeah. And, like, him and eight other kids wore it because it's everybody for that week.
It's the participation trophy of birth of April vacation birthdays.
But, yeah, so she got jazzed up at zoo camp because, yes, she wore her birthday shirt. So, like, the camp counselors, like, that's one thing that I wanted to say about camp, because I never went to camp as a kid. Like,
my
parents were like, you'll just hang out with us.
I don't think so.
And I love that about them, but I also feel like I am trying to rationalize that, like, she is having a way better time at that camp with those camp counselors
than watching me chase my tail for 3 hours.
Those women were just, like, throwing up sunshine. Like, they were the peppiest people I've ever met. So, like, when Lennon got there on her birthday, they were, like, cheering that it was her birthday, and they loved her shirt. And then she got to see Nora on her birthday.
Yes.
And she brought her flowers and a little gift, and, like, that. And then she got to tell her best friend that she was going to Disney.
Yes, it was,
and
like,
then Nora was like, I want Cruise Idol. And we were like, ah! And it was just
a,
like,
very
it
celebratory.
Was so hype. It was the hypest day.
And we
knew day.
That because we docked at, like, 8 a.m. on London's birthday, and we were like, it was a rough come down. We had pierogi to announce. Like, we just, yeah, left vacation. It was freezing in Massachusetts. And I was like, we're going to see Lennon. We're going to just drop off her present. And if they're there, they're there.
And what I felt that day, I feel the opposite today. Like,
yes,
I feel the lowest low today on my, yes, last day of vacation before I re-enter real life. But anyway, we're not going to talk about
not
that
yet.
Now. We're in the past right now.
We're in the past. Go. You're back in Disney.
But so, the next day, we just packed. We got to see Lennon's godmother and Alaska's godfather, and we had lunch together because we live in the same neighborhood. So we, like, break our little activities to just spend a couple hours together. And they got to, like, basically just, like, hype Lennon up, and,
yes,
they got her a gift card for her birthday to Disney.
Oh.
And then, boom. We were in Disney.
Just like that.
I don't know what happened between
us eating
greasy
lunch.
And then
I put out my missing ad. I was like, you know, me and Lauren do this joke where if, like, we're on vacation or something, we're like, we won't go 24 hours. We'll say pulse check. Pulse check.
Yeah.
She ignored my pulse check of 48 hours.
So I'd like to plead my case.
She's
I'd like
looking
to come
for the,
to the stand.
Just plead your case.
So we
and then tell us about your lovely vacation too, please.
So we got to Disney. We were in the airport. We, like, we did TSA so well. Like, things went really well on that standpoint. We didn't really forget anything that we could think of. We got to the hotel. But the thing is that check-ins are just unreasonably late,
yes,
for resorts.
Yes.
And then check-outs.
And you're like, what do I do with all of these things?
Check-outs are so fucking early.
Yes.
So it's very annoying. And you're like, what do I do with all these things? But Walt has it figured out.
Of course.
Walt has bell service.
Of
so,
course.
So we're only there for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
We stay at the Caribbean beach. And we're on the Skyliner, and we don't know what building we're going to be in.
The Polynesian princess has spoken.
Has fallen off her throne.
Next thing we know, she's going to be joining us in the All-Star slums. And taking the magic bus with us.
But I'll tell you one
in
thing.
In our ghetto gates.
As I learned Disney, I will never stay off property because
I'm with you.
I'll pay any premium to just be bussed onto that property.
Absolutely.
And be a part of Walt's world.
When you can leave and get there at any time on, like, 15-minute intervals, that's for me.
Because I'm ready to, yeah, that's what I'm here for. I'm here,
yes,
for convenience. I'm here,
yes,
for that quick, like, we're going to change in a family bathroom into our bathing suits.
Yes.
We're going to throw on these magic bands that I have already charged.
Life.
Money doesn't exist. I've walked through the doors. Take my bags. Put little
magical
labels on them.
You kiss your money goodbye the second you see Mickey's ears.
Yeah, and now
you say goodbye, money.
I have nothing. I have this little thing that I can wand over things to pay for
it's
stuff.
Magic.
And I'm in a bathing suit. And I'm the woman that you spoke of eating French fries at,
yes,
like, at,
yes,
the moderate, yeah, restaurant.
Poolside.
And I look, like, naked and afraid. I'm
poolside,
just, like, half
baby,
asleep because I woke up at 3 a.m. But I'm, like, not willing to lose that first day, you know?
No, and I'm the same kind of person. Like, if I get there, like, and that's the thing, and even, like, on the cruise every night, I will say I am exhausted. I'm not used to going out every night. Like, that is not me. But, like, I am going to get my money's worth. I am going to have the experiences.
Yes.
And, even if it kills me.
And when it comes to Disney, you build that up in your head. Of course. We as a family need to have this time, and we need to enjoy every second. Yes. So the first day we were like, we are just going to swim. We're going to enjoy the pool. We're going to walk around. So we did that. We ate lunch. We got to our room. Well, we get to our room, we got our suitcases, we're all settled. Lennon is just like on cloud nine. She's rolling in the sand on the Walt Disney synthetic sand. You know it.
It's like flour.
There's not a pebble. In my sensory girly, she's like, why isn't every sand?
Yeah, she's like, I hate the real beaches. Bring me back to Walt's beaches.
Like, Walt must have had sensory issues. 100%. Because he was like, don't you dare. Like,
never again will a pebble stick in your shoe. Not on my property.
It's like, the seashells will be made into the pavement. Yes. You will not have to roll over a seashell.
And don't even think about taking one of those diamonds out of the mine train line, because those things are solid in there.
But we get to the room, and this is the thing about Disney, and this is why they're sucking me in. First the app, and then they're like cordial hospitality.
You never saw yourself as a Disney adult.
So I get there, and I have just researched this place, because when I go on vacation, I want to be an expert at it, and I think that's what pushes me more and more towards Disney, because you can get good at Disney.
You can get good at Disney.
So I researched this place. I joined a few Facebook groups.
We all do. That's like such a millennial mom thing to do before a vacation, because I'm still in like the NCL Bermuda whatever vacation week.
Though, like, people give shit away.
I have something I'll say after. I want to tell you about a duck story later as to the Facebook group, but we'll come back to it.
Put the Facebook group hack in your pocket. Like, people give away their carriages because they don't feel like putting it back on a plane.
We left ours on the boat.
Yeah, and you post it on the group and you literally say, full free. Like,
room 4425.
People literally do that. So definitely, if you're going on vacation, find the resort, find the boat,
get on
the Facebook group. So I got on the Facebook group. So, and they also tell you, like, if it's, so the resort I stayed at was like multiple buildings, and we were in Trinidad, and I kept calling Kenny a Trinidaddy.
Stop it.
So he's our resident Trinidaddy.
Oh no.
So I get to check in, and you know, like, there's pin swapping, and my daughter pin swaps, and she's like, we're talking to the guy, and she's like, I really wanted the mermaid room. And she really like pushed me to like bring up that we wanted this mermaid room when we checked in. I'm like, she really wants the mermaid room. They're the new updated like rooms, and they're Ariel themed. So she wants that. You know, the other ones were just kind of like dingy tiki.
So do you not know which one you're getting until check-in?
No, yeah.
Okay. Especially, so you're just like, hey, if you can do a little something.
Yeah, and I opted for, so that's the thing about Disney, is they're like, what could be convenient for you? So I opted for first floor.
Right.
Because it was like a two-floor situation, like,
yes,
almost like motel bungalow-y.
Where you can walk out from your room.
Yes.
I like that.
I love that. But usually
walk
that
to the
doesn't
pool.
And usually that doesn't have an elevator. And if it does, it's like one in the back corner.
Or it's
corner.
That, it's always that janky two-way stair that you would never carry a stroller up.
Yeah, and this is Disney.
But Disney is not.
I have a fucking sit and stand. Yeah. I could be afloat
you
in
have
the
a
parade.
You are. You are part of the parade.
I have
parade.
A sit and stand. I have a 50-pound child sitting on a stroller that I'm pushing. Like a spectacle while she listens to Wish and pageant waves everyone. So I need first floor. So I'm
100%.
Like, I'm like, honestly, like, we're gonna prioritize getting first floor over getting the mermaid room.
But
well, what does Richard do? Richard gets us first floor mermaid room.
He calls Mickey up and he says, what if you just called Mickey up and you said
you said get everything you
get
want.
Get everything you want.
So we get
Disney,
everything we want.
It has come true here.
Right? And it is just like a nice day.
Yes.
Well, now we settle in, and I'm like, one thing that I do when I get to anywhere that has a mini fridge that I'm staying at is I throw in a little Instacart or Amazon Fresh or DoorDash order, depending on the area and what's available.
Vacation hacks.
It's such a vacation hack. And we're just talking like fruit roll-ups, mini cereal.
Grab and goes.
Like, yeah, we're rope dropping, you know? Mm-hmm. We're getting to that park at 4:30. I am running to the ride that I want. I'm running to Ratatouille, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm that lady with Remy on my shoulder. No, Remy's not on my shoulder. He's on Lennon's shoulder. But we're getting to Remy. So, like, I'm like, we've got the dry cereal, you know, all the things.
Oh, yes. We love a dry cereal.
I made a really...
banana or an apple.
I made an impulsive choice. We talked about this vacation time, like, right before you're going away when money doesn't... You're already on your vacation money and you're like,
let's just... Then you start panic shopping.
Yeah. I bought, like, this 360 camera because I was like, we're going to fucking make memories today. I went to Best Buy. I'm like, I don't have a balance. Throw it on, Best Buy. Throw it on.
6 months interest free. You know me.
You know the deal. I don't want the rewards points.
Don't even explain this to me. I understand the rules. I played this game before. I want the
zero financing. Give me the camera. You know it.
Give me the camera. You know I'm good for it.
So turns out the camera needed a micro SD. So I throw that in the DoorDash.
It always does.
Right? So now I hit submit. I close my phone. Now this is the first meltdown I have.
Uh-oh.
I fucking didn't change the delivery address.
From here?
From here.
Well.
In dingy South Coast.
Oh, no.
That's where, and you that's didn't where need Catherine
three, you didn't is need 360 my order. Degrees here.
I didn't need any of that. You don't need that.
360 degrees of your living room? It wasn't...
So no, I have the camera. I don't have the micro SD, but I need the micro SD. I need all my snacks. No pictures
will be taken.
I sent all of my snacks.
Can
here.
You stop it? Like, what happened with Catherine?
So I messaged Kathy. I'm like, Kathy, I fucked up my whole life.
Put down the fruit snacks, Kathy.
I'm probably crying. Like,
oh yeah, you're begging.
But you know how sometimes your DoorDasher will like, they'll like. Send you a picture of a box of tissues and be like, do you mind if it's these tissues? And I'm like, fucking no, Jim. Just get
was it
here.
One of those?
She wasn't doing that, but I'm like, let me message her.
Yes.
So in a panic, I'm like, Kathy, I've ruined my entire life and I'm crying and I just want to go home.
My mom's disappointed
me. And I just sent $200 in shit to nobody. Help me.
It's all going to be ruined by the time I get home, Kathy.
She's like, girl, I got you. I'm in progress and I'm going to stop and I'm going to cancel the order and I'm going to put these things back and I'll get in touch with like my representative and I'll see what I can do.
To switcheroo?
So this angel, this archangel from DoorDash.
The god of DoorDash.
Shines upon me in my Trinidad suite.
This one's for you. This one's for you, Kathy.
In my mermaid suite. And so now.
She's crying.
So now, honestly, I'm like, wow, my vacation is going to be okay. And my husband's just looking at me like, Lauren.
A spectacle. The first attraction at Disney World. Lauren.
He's like, if this is how you're acting when we check in, like, how are you going to act in front of the castle.
And that's like actual footage of me at Animal Kingdom.
Spoiler alert, I acted the fuck same? Up in front of the castle.
As you should.
But honestly, like, it was just one of those things that everything was going well until it wasn't. And like, you're
it
like,
it always is.
You're already spending so much money and you're like, now I have $200 tied up in fruit snacks in a different state. And like, that's ridiculous. And so now I'm settling, right? I'm like, I'm not going to worry about that anymore. Kathy's got my back. Well, now.
What's to worry when you have Kathy on your
side? Kathy's call agent calls me and she's like, I just want you to know that we can't put in a new order for you, but I can refund you this order.
And then you can do it again.
But DoorDash might not give you back your money right away. You might have to call. So I'm like,
where are they going to put it?
She's like, so then she's like, you have to go through DoorDash customer service. So then I'm like, who the fuck are you then? And she's like, I'm Kathy's customer service. And I'm like, that makes no fucking sense. And I'm like, maybe you could connect me directly. And she's like, nope. Goodbye.
Bye.
And
sorry, no transfer line here.
So I looked at my husband and I made a choice in that moment. And I really do think that the choice I made in that moment like helped cascade better choices throughout the vacation. And I said, I'm not going to worry about this right now. What the fuck is $200 while we're here tied up? We know we're going to get it back. We know that we're going to be able to. We took the screenshots of Kathy saying she had our back. Mm-hmm. We got this lady's information. Like, I will bicker with somebody.
Later.
Yeah, when I have my northern attitude and I'm back home, you know, later in the week.
Yes.
Right now I'm in the sunshine
state.
Money
doesn't exist when you're in Disney. No, you cannot.
And it was a really good choice. We put in, so then we bought the wrong SD card. Then we were like $90 deep in SD cards and I'm like, this isn't funny anymore.
You're like, this is.
But we had our snacks. We got ourselves prepared for the next day and we just hit the ground running and it was such a fun vacation. And I felt like we were so good at communicating with each other and being like, you know, like, this is our time to enjoy, not mm-hmm. to get wound up. Like, mm-hmm. we're getting wound up at nothing. Like, yes. Disney is such a hostile environment if you allow it to be.
And you then, put heat and lines together and then hungry kids, like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, but the argument that I have with people that are like, that was terrible, or, like, they are sharing their pictures, like, look at this crowd, look at all this, look at, I'm like, but that's not how I did Disney.
That's not how I did it.
I fucking razzle-dazzle my family from morning till night.
100%.
I make sure that magic is shooting out of everybody's asshole the yes. whole time.
Guess what? Me and like, my kids, we didn't watch like, the fireworks in front of the castle. We went all the way by Rapunzel's little area, and we watched it over there, and nobody was on top of us.
But that's the thing, right?
Do it your way.
You're making these tiny moments yes. feel so magical that everybody's cup is overflowing, and you are exhausted.
Disney's good for that.
And you're exhausted, but you're like, the moments that tend to be the tensest for me are the ones that, like, are so built up. Like, Main Street at 8:30 in the morning, you yes. know? I bought my girls chocolate cake pops. I was like, fuck it. Eat your fuck chocolate cake up. Pops. Alaska is literally laying in front of a trash can on Main Street. Like, she's her own spectacle. People 100%. Are gathered
people
around
are
staring
it.
At her. And my husband's in what could only be described as, like, the biggest war zone Starbucks that you've ever seen. Women are with their ears are
throwing
just
their children at baristas.
demanding the fanciest of cold foam drinks, but also trying to get photos of their children simultaneously.
So Disney has a Starbucks in it, or is this at the resort?
Oh, there is a Starbucks on Main Street.
On Main Street. And is this they're like, maybe I didn't notice it.
Maybe you probably didn't. And there's still like, there's gals dressed like in the candy striper, yes. like Main Street. Formal looking.
So it blends
thing.
Into
so,
the.
So yeah, it blends into mm. the aesthetic. Walt would never let you know Mm-mm. it was there. But yeah, Mm-mm. so we get out and we get this perfect. And that's the thing too, is that like once you're planning a vacation like this, like the hacks start a flowing on your
yes.
on your social media.
Yes.
So one
and
of the
welcome.
Hacks that I got was that like don't take a picture in front of the castle like on Main Street. Just get right up on that castle right away and just like take it from like right at the castle.
Yes.
Like, it's a way better picture. You don't have a background. And,
you
like, a lot of people haven't gotten there yet.
No. You saw my two kids running by the castle alone, seemingly alone.
And there's so many details that your kids, like, love to look
yeah.
at. Well, I really romanticized that moment, and I was like, let's get out there. Well, my husband's like, they're covered in chocolate. What the fuck's your problem?
You're like, but that is the way I want to remember these filthy little children,
and
covered
then,
in chocolate in front of the castle.
And then I have to say that we only started, like, and then he was fine with them being covered in chocolate, and then I feel like we only just started fighting because we were, like, within the evil magic of something.
Yes.
And we
it was
just,
evil magic at this point.
We fell victim to the Disney
there is dark
hostility.
Magic. There too.
And if well, that's the thing.
There's
it's
not just princesses
everywhere.
You've heard my things about Cinderella.
The people that work there, lovely. The people that visit there, questionable.
50-50.
50-50. There are beautiful, wonderful people, and they are having their dark moments.
Yes.
But their dark moments as you walk past are very infectious sometimes. You're
yes.
like, this is a hostile environment. And that's why I love what you said of like getting away from the crowd. And that's what we did. Like we tried to do the parks opposite the way that we did last time.
Do it your way.
We did the Skyliner fireworks, which was a TikTok hack
Ooh.
That my husband found that if you get on the Skyliner, like right at like 8:50.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the end of the 8:30 fireworks and the beginning of the 9 p.m. fireworks.
That's
and it's
beautiful.
Like fireworks in every direction. And you're in a nice little box
yes.
in the sky with your family.
Yes.
Not like breathing down everybody else's sweaty, angry necks.
Yes.
And that was really, that was it for us though. We just tried to like lean into like even when she was just playing, there's a new attraction, the Moana Journey of the Water.
Ooh. Which
so,
park is this at?
This is at Epcot.
Okay.
You have not gone to Epcot, which is like Epcot
I have been
is...
to Epcot, but not in recent years. I've been to Epcot a million times, but I have not seen any newness in Epcot.
Epcot this past time was my favorite park. Like
it's
I
just
feel
so
as
strange
though...
to me because Epcot was not... Epcot in... Is it now Hollywood Studios, right? It used
yeah.
to be MGM or whatever.
I never
those
knew her as
not,
MGM.
Those two were not standouts for me. Like Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, but now, like, you know, I can't go to Animal Kingdom, and I love Magic Kingdom, but I'm really itching to go to Epcot right now.
Epcot was by far my favorite. We started in the morning. It was foggy and hazy. We were in UK and London. We waited.
What a way to wake up.
It was beautiful. I was like, I felt in character. Stone. We were all developing accents by the first hour.
And that's a fun game.
And we literally just like had bad British accents. And we were like, good day.
And they're like, hey, you guys. And you're like, we love life.
Yes. And we waited like 45 minutes to ride Remy's Ratatouille ride. And it was so funny because the family behind us like became Alaska's grandparents. They were like her add-on grandparents. She was just like between their legs playing with them. And we were just chatting with them. And we ate crepes. I mobile ordered the crepes.
That's the last I heard of mine. So I was like, oh, she's in France with crepes. I was like, she's texting me. Look at her. She's multitasking.
I literally quoted Kanye and then ghosted you.
Left. I'm like, she knows I hate Kanye. And that's how she says goodbye?
Oh, or maybe fuck. It was Jay-Z. I don't know which one said it.
Well,
no, it's Kanye.
It was.
Excuse my French, but I'm in France.
Yes. Which honestly, a good line and a good song.
And like such a nice thing to say in tacky France, you know.
100%.
Tacky Disney France.
We
but
love
it
tacky
is,
Disney
it
France.
It was so beautiful. And then we met Belle, and Belle twirled my daughter, and I was like emotional. And
yes.
Then she met Alice, and it was just like the best day. And we just had such a good time. And one thing about our little Donnie is that you can put your kid on your lap on any ride at Disney. They're like, strap them to your lap, whatever. If you want to carry them, sure.
Yeah, do it.
And the first time we went, she was kind of like not, she was a potato baby still.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
Right before one.
Yeah.
So she was like, she was making gesture that she was happy there, but
mobile,
we were,
but you could control her force.
Yes, and we were like pretending that she enjoyed it more than she probably actually did.
Now the force is inside her.
Oh my goodness. So she did like three rides last time. And we had my parents, which was the added bonus of
the
her like
outs.
Being in the shade, you
yes.
know. But this time we brought her on rides.
Yeah.
And the first ride was Ratatouille. And she was like, I love rides. And one thing about my toddler is that she's very like verbally passionate. Like she just like once she likes something, she just talks about how much she likes it. So she'd just be like, I like rides. I love rides. I love rides. I love to ride. Another ride. I like rides.
It's a Dr. Seuss novel.
Literally, like, until we would get, and I'm like, Lasky, we have a lightning lane right here. Like, yes. I'm trying to be
you're
rational with
her.
An irrational
You're like, yeah.
little person. I'm
yeah.
like, we're going.
Yeah, this is.
I'm like, 3:15.
This is the ticket. Grandpa Joe.
And then when we'd be in lines, it was so funny because she'd be talking about how she loved rides. And of course that would develop an attraction of like whoever would be on the other side of the chain link.
Yes.
So they'd be like, oh, you love rides. And then she'd be like,
I love rides.
I love rides. Don't touch them. Don't touch them.
She does that same game with Lukey where she's like, Lukey won't talk to me. Don't touch me.
Yes.
Hi, Lukey. Don't touch me.
So we kept calling her little Bella Baxter because she literally is. Just kept talking out her intrusive thoughts. And one ride that has this like cult following is It's a Small World, but they pump people through It's a
that's
Small World.
That's the thing.
Like,
and that's why we'll
Walt's
throw it
lines
in.
Are different.
That's the thing. Instead of sitting on the bench, I say, let's go sit on It's a Small World and just cruise through whatever that is for a few minutes.
Yeah, and even their, like, 30-minute line is, like, 4 seconds. Because they are just like, get on a boat, get off the boat, get on a
boat.
Time
moves different there.
Yeah, they are, it's just, it's quick. That clock runneth different.
So I want to ask you a question. What are your F, Mary kills of Disney rides?
My F, Mary kills of Disney rides?
Yeah, if you were just to appoint them.
I would say that I would marry... I think I would marry the Ratatouille ride.
Okay.
We loved the Ratatouille ride.
Is that
ride.
like a sit and move through
something?
It's like
something? A sit and move, but there was one point where you're like, you are the mouse and you're like in this little cart, but they're like putting
Would I be nauseous though?
It reminds me of, have you been on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway?
Probably.
Like, you're in a buggy and you're moving through rooms, but it's LED screens, so some of the rooms are stationary and then others, like, shift you. It's, like, it's a very universal ride.
Okay.
You know, you're in a building and you're not sure if you're on a track. Mm-hmm. You're like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, where are we?
But it's state of the art. But at one point, you are underneath, because you're the rat, and you're underneath, like, the baker's racks, and it just starts, and you fly through the kitchen, and it just starts smelling delicious. And
oh, Lennon, I love that.
Lennon looked at me, and she's like, it smells so good in here.
And then they, like, you exit the ride, and you're in France. They're like, and enjoy your crepe on the way out.
Yeah, so I would either marry that or the Nemo ride. The Nemo ride, for me, my family loves Nemo. So like,
it hits a chord.
And the fucking Big Blue World, like, yes. I went to Animal Kingdom, and it didn't ransack my marriage last time I went to Disney.
Good for you.
I didn't go this time. I didn't want to jeopardize
things. You didn't want to get burned.
I didn't want to risk it.
I'm telling you.
But the Big Blue World, like, show, the Finding Nemo musical there, like, my family loved that.
The one at Animal Kingdom.
Lasky, like, lit up for that. Like,
that was cool.
So we have been listening to that soundtrack on repeat. So maybe that'd be my Mary.
Okay.
And then my F would be Space Mountain.
That's a good one.
My kid fucking loves Space Mountain.
I'm trying to think, do you remember the height on that one by any chance? I don't think
I don't have to look at a height. Like, I'm above it, thank God. And my daughter skies above it.
Yeah, well, Nora just hit the 3.5 feet mark, so
it's
she's actually
like 48.
Nora's at the 48 now. So the next time we go to Disney, it actually opens a whole new layer of rides for her.
So the thing about Space Mountain is, I've now seen the video of it with the lights on.
I don't want that.
But honestly, you don't really need to see the video of the lights on to worry about being decapitated.
Because you think about it the whole time.
And you can see just enough in the dark.
You're like,
just enough.
But then I always look at, like, the Kenny in front of me, and I go, they're going to get got first before me. Like, if their head gets knocked off, then I'll duck.
Always put Kenny in front of me.
Always put Kenny in front. Like, always.
And the other thing about
Disney hack. Sit behind the tall person so you know if you're safe.
So if they get decapitated,
you duck. Disney hack.
You'd honestly just duck a little anyways.
Yeah, the whole time I'm like, this is how I sit.
But the thing about Space Mountain 2 is that it's a single rider. So my baby, my bebe, is in front
you're
of
like
me.
Touching their shoulders.
And her life is in the hands of Kyle, the 18-year-old cast member.
Kyle with a button.
And I'm like, could you check her seat again?
Yeah.
Like, one more time.
More than just the little
for the
tug.
Road. I'm like, really tug on that thing. And he, like, asked Lennon how old she was. And he's like, I'm 7. And he's like, right on. I'm like, yeah, Kyle, fucking check her seat. She's a bebe.
Yeah, stop it.
But it was cool. The other reason that I'd put it on my F list is because it was a ride swap. Because we had a toddler in tow. So Walt's going to make it convenient every
thrill.
Time.
It's fun, fast, a little scary.
And did you guys do ride swapping at all?
Yeah, we did. And we also had my mom, and we've always had people with us when we went. So
Walt says, you have a bebe, just bring
the bebe all the way up and then hold it there.
Oh, no, but if you lightning lane, you just bring them off to the side and you do whatever you want, and then they can come around and get you. And then you're like,
tag, you're it.
You're like Princess Diana. You just go right onto the ride.
You're like, I reserve this spot here. So
amazing. Amazing.
I love it.
I would definitely F Space Mountain. And my daughter always says it's her favorite for the 5 times that she's been on it.
Oh, my God.
She says it's her favorite. And and she also loves space. So, like, the walk up to Space Mountain is like,
cool.
You're honest, like, very Xenon.
And I'm always very kind cool. of, like, I've been a little snobby about it because that line is very long if you're in the, you know,
the peasant line. Which,
but
why would you?
I've been in that Das Pass lane, and I'm like, bye, haters, just walking past. I'm like, cool stars, see you in 5 hours.
You know that anybody can get me on an upsell.
Yes.
So if they're like, I'm like, for another $100, I can cut all of these people. Absolutely.
Take my money. You already have it.
I'm in so deep.
Yeah.
What is $97?
DoorDash owes me $200. When that comes back, it'll be free money.
This is free money. So yeah,
I would
F that. And then I'd probably kill Peter Pan.
Fair enough.
Overrated.
I think so too. And it's like, it's just kind of not having the thrill. Like,
and I'm going to marry a different ride, actually.
Oh, my God. Third marriage.
I'm going to marry a ride that I went on for the first time time I went to Disney. The People Mover. So the People Mover is in Tomorrowland.
Yes.
And it was like one of Walt's first inventions. Because
is that where all the people and stuff in the rooms? Is that something different?
that is the carousel of progress. But you go through that on the People Mover.
Yes.
So okay. The People Mover is like this weird, like Amtrak-y train that goes above Tomorrowland, but you see like all of the park. So one thing about our Disney vacations is I prepare in a way that, like, I've got the app. I'm figuring out ride times. I'm figuring out hacks. Order. My husband is figuring out the deep, dark history of Walt. Like,
did you know?
He's going to watch the documentaries that are not going to get us through Magic
They're not
going
to get you in the fast pass lane, but he's going to have
so
little,
many fun facts.
He'll have an anecdote when you're in line.
So I remember him saying that, like, the People Mover was one of, like, the first modes of... because Walt was a transportation guy before he was a theme park guy.
Look at
the monorail.
The monorail.
He proposed the monorail for
California.
Works
better than all of the United States subway systems. Every single one.
Big Oil would never. And
they
I
would
think,
never.
I literally think we talked about this a year ago. Still after you, Big
we're
Oil.
We're still after it. And we'll always be after it. Season 10, still be after it.
And now Big Vehicle. What do you call them? Big Motor?
Big Motor.
Big Motor.
Big Motor.
Big Vehicle.
Big Vehicle.
I watch a lot of Blippi. Yeah. But, so the People Mover goes through other rides. Ooh. So the thing with the People Mover is that my seven-year-old... she deemed it lame early on in the day. She was like, I'm not going on that. It doesn't have a line outside of it. So I was like, whatever. So we were like down to the wire. It was almost 9 p.m. And we're like, we can do one more ride. So she decided on those really janky, like aggressive cars that you have to shift back and forth.
It's the one ride at Disney World that feels like it shouldn't be there. And you inhale a little too much carbon monoxide because it's like dur, dur,
dur, dur. Also, I want to take a moment
Is
and
that
I want
the right word.
I want to no, absolutely.
Dioxide.
I want to trademark this ahead of time just in case Disney tries to steal it out of my little possum paws. Why haven't they rebranded that as Cars yet?
Literally, throw Mater out there.
Lightning McQueen.
It's such a missed opportunity because that nobody would cry if you changed that ride. And not one person would be upset.
And nobody would get whiplash.
Not one.
So I decided that me and my half-awake toddler were not going to go on that ride. And I don't even think I think there's a height limit, which there should be if there isn't.
Yeah, because you're like...
So I said, you know what? We could sit on a bench or you could go and start to have your bottle on the People Mover and we'll just go on the People Mover. So
and you get to sit.
So you get on this incline magic carpet mat because once you go to an airport, anywhere you go,
it moves.
Other than where we live, there's just these magic carpets that bring you everywhere now, these little conveyor belts. But this one was at a violent angle to hold your sleepy toddler at. So I'm like kind of in a lunge and we're going up this ramp and we get to the top and we get our own little car and we get in and it's a guided tour and you go through so many rides. You go through Space Mountain. So you are on the People Mover and you are going underneath Space Mountain listening to people scream their faces off.
I actually think I would really, I think it's
and
something
it
that I probably don't
very
like
cool.
make time for, but like I will next time I go.
So now I'm coming around towards the end and Alaska goes, Mommy, I love this ride.
Stop.
And she's been saying that all day, right? But she says it to me and we're on this ride, just the two of us, and she's got her bubba and her blankie and she's touching my face and I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, this is what I marry.
So we get off of the People Mover and we're like going down. Now I see Kenny and I'm like, that ride was dope, Lennon, in your face.
Yeah, your kid smells like engine oil and regret.
So Kenny's like, you know what? That ride sucked. Maybe we should all go on the People Mover before we go. It's 9:56.
Did she change her tune?
She changed her tune. We get on the People Mover. She loves it. There's like all these inventions. There's like this little city that Walt built for a city. He had so much time on his hands. He was building so many little models.
Yes.
And there's like this whole city and there's a mini People Mover and she loves it. We get around stuff. The fucking fireworks are starting on the People Mover. We see a perfect view. It's like to your left is the castle. And literally the castle's lit up red and there's the fireworks are starting. And it was just like the moment, like we started at that castle in pure hostility and we ended it like on the People Mover, just enjoying that moment.
I love that.
And I felt like that's what keeps bringing me to that hectic place.
100%.
I mean, I've only been twice, but I mean, I'll probably go back. Who knows?
I honestly love your, I think those are great. I think those are perfect.
It's those little moments that really I feel like add up to so much.
Yes.
And I must say that the most magical thing that happened to us that day is that we did the whole, you did like 14 hours at the park, right?
Craziness. Because you didn't go back. Yeah. We never left.
Because the thing about having little kids in that setting, and even like on a cruise, you get somewhere, right? To go back to the room is a lot.
You just don't want to.
To go back to your resort is a lot.
And that's why you have a stroller when you're at Disney World, because your kids just sleep in it and you just keep powering through.
Yeah, so we powered through. Well, we powered through the parade and we looked down and Alaska was missing one of her Vans. And she basically only wears her Docs or her Vans. So we are like, only have those shoes with us.
Yes.
And now we only have one shoe. Ugh. Well, the plan was to go to the Polynesian, be a Polynesian princess for dinner.
You know,
go back to my roots. Oh my God.
She's barefoot and tan yet again. Snubbing us all-star resort cheapos.
And now I'm like, this little bitch only has one shoe. Oh. Like, we can't have her traipsing around Disney in one shoe.
As much as she'd like to.
So I quickly decide that we're going to invest in probably a $100 pair of Stitch Crocs.
What else are you to do?
Well, the Polynesian doesn't have my tiny, tiny baby's foot size. Ugh. Because that one doesn't seem to be growing at the same rate as the other baby.
They do that sometimes.
So we have our noodles at the Polynesian and we get back on the monorail and my husband looks at me and he's like, I'm like, we're just going to go into a few stores on Main Street and whatever. Like the first shoes that we get because at this point they're dressed like Ariel and Ursula. We've got to get to the freaking grotto before 7, you know, when Ariel loses her fucking voice again.
Yeah, I
got to
be there.
We've got lightning lanes to hit. Like I have more razzle to dazzle here. So my husband looks at me and he's like, let's just go to Lost and Found. And I'm like, that's fucking stupid. But we'll go. I'm like, who the fuck's going to pick up a little van and bring it to Lost and Found? Well,
we go to
Lost and Found. There's this, I don't even know what the girl's name was, but this cast member is like, you lost a shoe? And she's like, what kind of shoe? And we're like, it's a left shoe. It's a van. It's tiny. It's a black and white checker. No. We're like, it's a black and white checker van. She's like, is it a left or a right?
Oh.
And we're like.
And she's trying to check if you're telling the truth.
We're like, it's a left. So she goes back and we like hold up the baby's foot. We're like, here's one of them. The baby's like a half asleep Ursula. She's like, oh my God, the baby's Ursula. We laugh. She comes back. She has the fucking shoe. Oh. I'm like a Cinderella moment. Like,
oh my God, she had her like emo kid.
Like if
Cinderella.
That's not the most magical place on earth, I don't know.
No, we have your shoe.
That is downright the most magical thing that happened.
And that's why
you
pay extra for Disney because they'll find your shoes.
And I didn't have to spend $60 on Crocs I hated. My kid got to look cute in her little Ursula and Van combo. And that woman saved my fucking life.
I love that.
And I absolutely loved it. I was like, it was just one of those moments that we were kind of starting to get a little wound up because we had these deadlines to make. The only fucking princess that my daughter cared about meeting was Ariel. And for some reason, we were like, we'll go see her at 6 o'clock when she's done at 7 because that's the way the itinerary crumbled. But we got down to it and it was such a nice vacation. Ugh. We got to, like, we had a pool day. We ate at Topolino's Terrace.
She's so.
Which, if you talk to any Disney buff.
She's speaking directly to the Disney adults
of America.
I am
talking to the Disney adults directly because you will be impressed with me. And I just need people to be impressed with me, I think, at this point in my life.
She said she just got home from vacation and it's hard.
And I still haven't answered Steph at this point because I know she won't appreciate my Topolino's Terrace reservation.
Whatever.
But I got, while we were at the park, 7:45 character breakfast of Mickey and Minnie in their little French berets, painter style, looking amazing. My kids ate off of these big ass plates that look like painter's palettes.
That's very cute.
It was so fucking cute. And I loved every second of it.
See, and that's the thing about Disney. I think that people that don't Disney don't understand is that there are many ways to do Disney. Like, you can cut some corners and then go do a bougie little Mickey, whatever you do.
But that's the thing. Like,
you pick and choose your adventure.
And I did do my hack of bringing the cooler bag as a carry-on. Right. Just so you know, if they have one of those little visual, when you go to Disney, they have one of those little visual, like metal detector things for your bags, like that you walk through with the carriage. The insulated bag is going to get put to the side every time because they can't see through it, but it is allowed. Mm-hmm. So I brought it as a carry-on. But like our pool day, we had Topolino's Terrace for breakfast, but we had Nutella and peanut butter sandwiches by the pool for lunch.
Like, you have
and to that was Disney too.
And that was Disney too. Like, that is the whole thing about vacation in general. Like, you have to be able to find those creative ways to make the moments that aren't, you know, the cave, the character breakfast, still magical. And you can absolutely do that.
One of Lennon's fondest stories. I'll leave us on two of Lennon's fondest Disney stories. One is that we were at the pool and we had ordered French fries, because that's the thing, is that you can make Nutella and peanut butter sandwiches and then just like order some French fries, because French fries are going to razzle dazzle everybody in my party every time.
Every time.
Well, one thing about my crew is we're going to find wildlife to feed.
Yes.
And one thing about Walt is he's going to he's going to break down
beautiful little flamingos.
Exactly. And he's going to have like a minimal amount of like wildlife that is like not living on property. Like, the squirrels look like they might sing eventually. Yeah. You know?
They start singing from the Wish soundtrack.
They're that real soulful squirrel.
That, you know, that one caught me off guard hard in the movie.
But they're like, they're just like well acclimated with people at this point. So yes, there's this little
Florida
blackbird
squirrels.
And the blackbird's kind of coming towards Alaska. Well, she throws it a fry. This bird pecked at this French fry violently, like smashed it up real quick, like da 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 da. Shoved the whole thing down its throat, and then flew off. And I was like, "That's gotta be a mother bird. Like, 100%. She is in a rush." And my kids hysterically laughed, and my daughter told everybody about that bird, and that was like such a fun moment for us, was feeding that bird.
It's the little things. It kind of reminds me. So we were trying to explain a cruise to Nora before we left, because she's never been on one before. Neither. I was the only one in my family that had been on it. And we're like, Nora, you know what's really cool? Like, you can walk in there any time of day and there's ice cream. You can order one meal.
How many ice cream cones did she have?
You know, she walked in, she goes, "Remember when you said I could eat whatever I want? I want ice cream now." This girl, who like up until about a year and a half ago, was a vegetarian, was eating shrimp Alfredo. She was living her best life. She was getting more like fancy appetizers than I was, just living her best life. Like, oh, I'll order another one.
But a cruise, like, the food is so readily available. Like, they just like the chicken tenders, they just got like chicken tenders behind the chicken tenders. Like, the ice cream's like, just falling from the sky.
This is a, you know, 3 to 10 year old kid food dream.
Oh, yes.
You know?
At Disney, the food is different. Like, and like I said, I'm getting better at Disney, and I feel as though on any vacation, the experience, once again, is what you make it.
Yes.
But like, they have like a mobile ordering app. Like, we mobile order everything.
Which is amazing.
I think I can throw on a mobile ordering app, say, my family probably likes this, this, and this. And I will say that like, I'm an indecisive eater. So that is one thing that like, I wish I'd be better on, of just like ordering food, like just ordering for the group.
A little bit of everything.
But like, we did that a few times, and like before they could even start being sat at the table, like they were coloring, they're like starting to get finicky, boom, the food's ready, I go and grab it, we're there. But like the cruise, the food is just like coming at you.
They're throwing it at you.
But vacation in general, it's so hard to like police what they're eating and like decipher like if they should wait till the next meal. I mean, we're on the Skyliner at 9 o'clock eating Mickey head.
That's
like,
what I was gonna say.
Who am I to tell you what to eat for breakfast?
My kids were eating cake at 8:30 p.m. and then they were at Bliss at 9 p.m. and then someone was like, "Can we go in the hot tub?" It's like cruise time, vacation time, whatever time. It's just different. And I feel like those are the times where we're like, let's go over the rigidness of what like raising kids is sometimes, because obviously with like school and everything, you have bedtimes, you have routines and stuff. But when we're on vacation, I'm like, let's run it to the ground and enjoy ourselves.
And if you are going to judge me for being the lady at Hollywood Studios with their baby at 9 p.m., then judge me. But guess what? You know what? We were walking around Star Wars, which you've been to the Star Wars area.
Yes.
It's just like very like authentic dystopia.
It's cool. Yes.
And at night, it like, it's making like caw noises and you're like, this might really be our horizon. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I know
you're
it's
like,
supposed
this
to
is
be
a little
space.
On the nose.
I know it's intergalactic, but it feels very like late Earth, you know?
Yeah. Feels so, a little post Earth.
So we've got my daughter in like a Forky dress, 2 years old. She's been up, she rope dropped that day at 8:30 at Epcot, and she's just like doing this little arm jig that she does, and she's running around, and this woman's opening the automatic door, and she thinks it's freaking magic, and she's all over the place, and there are people everywhere, and there are mostly adults out with their lightsabers at this point in the evening, and you know, people in like more like cosplay, because you can't dress up as adult, it's at the parks, but the adults figure it out.
They do.
They like, low-key do it, and it's that crowd at this point, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm waiting for my daughter and my husband on this ride, and she's just being obnoxious, and this group of, like, 40-something-year-old dudes walks by with, like, their lightsabers, and they're like, look at her. She looks like she's going to crash any moment, and I was like, she's been at it since 8:30, and they all started cheering for Alaska. They're like, a rope dropper!
Oh,
and they start cheering
God.
And clapping for her, and then she just starts hopping up and down, like,
she's
violently.
Like, this is my energy.
She's so excited. She's Bella Baxter on the cruise.
I love it so much.
So I feel as though you're so worried. You're so in your head. You want things to go a certain way. But they go the way they go. And at the end of it, like, we were all so excited. We had such a nice time. The time went by so fast. We jammed as much as we could. We tried to be as present as we could, but capture memories, which, as you know, has, like, this weird balance of me not answering you.
Yes, but I will say, like, at the end of it all, even with you not answering me, I will say that there's
specifically
thing,
with you not answering me.
I'd like you to work on that. There's room for improvement. I feel that, like, you know, vacations, you pay for something, even if it's inclusive and paid for. Like, you are going to spend money on vacation regardless. But I will say, like, I will always be the mom and the family that will find a way to make some sort of, maybe it's not always a cruise or Disney, but I will find a way to, like, get away with my family. Like, I really want to prioritize that more, because I really feel like it does something to, like, rejuvenate us all as people individually and as a family. Like, just having that break to just, like, let go and just, like, have fun is just, it's nourishing.
Absolutely.
And I think we need it.
And I feel as though it's important for you and your partner, too, to be somewhere else with your family. This was our first, like, just our core family vacation for a few vacations now. And it was really nice for me and my husband to work together and be able to talk it out and and get frustrated but come back from it so quick
without
knowing
audience,
that time is precious. You know, you get so caught up in the mundane of every day that when you are somewhere beautiful or you are somewhere that just isn't home, because we have been talking about camping. We love going like north to the mountains. Like it doesn't always have to be a tropical island.
No,
like
we live
you
in
said.
A good place to like find a getaway. Like a somewhat not local, but like driving range.
And I feel
getaway.
As though before we were parents, like we would really find ourselves as a duo when it was just the two of us somewhere that we were exploring or enjoying. And now with our family, like to have our core family out there and it be like a little cumbersome at times, but know that you are enjoying this. You are able to enjoy 100%. This time with your family.
And you're also getting to a place now where Lasky is of an age where you can do more of those, you know, Airbnb type of stays where you go away for a weekend and you guys do drive a little bit and do something like that. Because obviously when you have a baby, it's just a little bit harder, but like, now our babies are kind of growing up, and it's terrifying, but it does lead to new opportunities for us as a family.
Absolutely.
So, like, as our kids grow up and, you know, we're trying to move past what the fuck that is, it's exciting to look at, like, the possibilities that lay in front of us, you know?
Absolutely. And as a newly found Disney mom, I'm yes. going to say that you are not always going to be, like, the bippity-boppity boutique, no. like, hair in a bun. Everything went perfect. Bought the memory maker, which I personally think is overrated. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not always going to be that mom. Sometimes you're going to be the mom that threw some princess dresses on in the Rapunzel bathroom,
yes.
took a couple nice pictures maybe before they spilled blue juice all over themselves, but you got the pixie, you got the free pixie dust yes. at, you know, Sir Mickey's.
That's another, always go for the free pixie dust.
At Sir Mickey's.
That is where it's at.
You know, and I just feel like, as long as you're there making the memories, yes. being present, your kids are going to look at you and they are going to tell you that they had the most wonderful time.
Yes.
No matter what that time looked
Absolutely.
like.
Absolutely. And before
I'm glad we got away, but I'm glad we came back.
Me too. Yeah, seriously, I was worried about you. And you just kind of reminded me of one thing Nora said that was really sweet that I just want to say before we go. After Nora won Cruise Idol, she said to me, I think I put it in my notes, but pretty much what she said, she was like, you know, sometimes you dream of things and they don't come true, but sometimes you dream of things and they do come true, and today my dream came true. And Aww. It was just like, it was one of those moments, like the People Mover, where you're just like, damn, this was so freaking worth it.
Right? And you made her dream come true.
I made her dream come true.
You're fucking magical, bitch.
You know, we're just magical bitches.
Hell so yeah.
I feel like this was a great start to season two, though. And I'm, like, so happy to see where this little family goes to.
Absolutely. And we're coming down from a lot of things, and we've got a lot of stuff on the horizon.
Yes.
And as we grow, we're doing the best we can, and we sure. hope that you come along with us.
Absolutely. Stay rooted, babies. Thanks for attending our virtual mom support group with Stephanie
and Lauren. Pull up a chair, light the sage. We are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. So, I almost forgot Lennon's second takeaway from the...
We gotta get these cute takeaways out, because if not, they disappear forever.
It's not that cute. So we're on the way home from Disney Springs, which could only be like...
A.K.A. Downtown Disney, if you're a 90s, 2000s Disney kid.
A.K.A. Hell on Earth. Like, bring me to Disney, but keep me the hell away from Disney Springs.
It used to be
Springs.
Called Pleasure Island, which was creepy as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, well, they had to pull
me.
That title. Because there's no pleasure to be had there. There's chaos and more people than the parks. Like, there
truly,
are. Where
no.
did those people come from?
Well, that's not regulated the way that Disney World is, you know?
It's fucked
Anybody
up.
Can get in.
It's fucked
you
up.
Don't even need a magic band.
So, we got on the bus, and this is a story that my 7-year-old has told multiple people. We get on the bus, and we get on, and while we were standing, and I'm standing holding a toddler, and one thing about people on a Disney bus is they don't give a fuck if you're standing holding a toddler.
That is something that has actually gotten me, like, almost in a verbal, like, fight with people, because I'm like, how?
And honestly, I'm the type that I'm just like, I'm strong enough in the knees for this, I think.
Yeah, but
so,
I'm judging you.
Oh, absolutely.
I am
so
judging
I stand
you.
There quietly, and there is this woman, this martyr, this nice lady, probably in her 70s, and she's got her
Does she
she's got her scooter
up?
Parked over there.
Tell me it's not her.
Oh, no. She is an advocate. She's an advocate of sorts.
An advocate. We love an ally.
So the lights are all on because they're boarding like 1,000 carriages, because they don't care how many people get on
get
those
on
buses
the bus.
Either. Once again, it's yes. much like the Bermuda bus. You've put your life in whoever's hands.
Oh, you thought the bus was full on Bermuda? There's no regulations there. They have a middle secret row that you didn't even know about with
yeah.
no seatbelt.
They're like, sure, we can put 18 carriages in the back. It's
so
fine.
Funny how we like do these harnesses on our kids until we get on a tropical island. Then we're like, they don't need seatbelts. Open the windows.
So this woman looks at me and she looks around and she goes, it'd be real nice if somebody would stand up so this woman holding a baby could sit down.
A hero.
A hero. So we golf clap for her, right? We golf
clap for her. Thanks, she
says
lady.
It. She says it twice. She and had finally, to say it
twice.
Finally, like a teenager stands up. And honestly, I'm like, thank you so much for the seat, whatever. So now her grandchild is sitting in the next seat. And she goes, Jane, get up. Let adults sit. So she just starts like policing.
Shifting people around.
She's gatekeeping the seats from her own family.
She's assigning seats. So because now, sometimes humans aren't smart enough to figure it out themselves.
But now Lennon, my very tired 7-year-old, tries to sit down next to me and put her head on me. And she goes, no, not you, an adult. And Lennon has told everyone that. I'm surprised you don't know about
God.
This mean lady on the Disney Springs bus.
She went from a hero to a villain?
So then, but then the sweet thing happened.
What?
I whispered to Lennon that, you know, she was just looking out for me, but now I guess her powers are getting to her head.
Yeah. it's a classic Disney tale.
She was the Ursula of this bus. She was stealing the seats and everybody was the poor unfortunate souls.
And they were clapping for her. And everybody was rooting her on, and she got evil.
But then I said, Lennon, Lasky's sleeping on this side because it's like 10 p.m. now and we're leaving Disney Springs because we couldn't find the bus stop, and that was a whole thing that we won't talk about.
Don't even.
And you know what? It ended sweet because although my daughter takes away that mean lady that kicked her out of the seat, she also fell asleep in my arms. And I can't remember the last time my 7-year-old fell asleep in my arms. And that's another reason to go on vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll poop out that kid that doesn't fall asleep in your arms anymore.
But also, like, kind of F that bitch on the train. I'm not over her. I don't like that.
I mean, I like that she got me a seat, though.
She did get you a seat. Whatever. Thanks for attending our virtual mom support group with Stephanie
and Lauren. Pull up a chair, light the sage. We are going through it
and growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. And one thing about Walt is he's going to he's going to break down.
Beautiful little flamingos.
Exactly. And he's going to have like a minimal amount of like wildlife that is like not living on property. Like the squirrels look like they might sing eventually. Yeah. You know?